Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Live from Hoover, Alabama, SEC Media Days 2021. I've told you, it brings perspective to that phrase, hey, man, good to see you. It really is good to see everybody here, and that includes the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference. It is Greg Sankey. How you doing, man?
I'm well, and we have found over time, as we've brought people back into in-person meetings, they're always happy because it was a long journey. We were meeting when we stopped everything,
yeah.
And then we couldn't meet. So to see people is a joy, actually.
Okay, have you ever been to ACC Media Days for any reason?
No.
Okay, I have compared the two, and I was like, give me Birmingham, man. I like the zoo, the circus. Now, don't get offended. I was like, SEC Media Days, it's like Bud Light in cans. I was like, the ACC's brown liquor in a canter. I was like, give me the can of beer. You know, it's fun.
I'll take whatever I can get, yeah.
But I got to say, moving all that outside, I think it has made the coaches and players and everybody so much more comfortable with the environment. And, again, that's just my observation. I had the most access of any day I've ever had yesterday. I got all three coaches, every player, everybody.
Good. Well, that's good to know, and it is different. But we were just talking as I came down the escalator that it's different, but it's a good different. I mean, literally a healthy different.
Yeah, and it needed to be different this year.
Yeah.
I read your comments following the NC State World Series exit. I saw your comments yesterday. I want to make sure I do understand. You are obviously concerned about the health, safety, well-being, ability to compete, you know, safely, all of that with the student athletes, but you're not really interested in hearing from a bunch of ADs this year on a Thursday or Friday that we've got testing issues. Is that correct?
That's a description. I'll turn it and say I want the effort, which is going on now, to be to avoid those calls, and let's be healthy. So if you're going to go through off-season conditioning, weight training, spring practice, preseason practice, all this preparation to play, you want to play. And the reality right now is the vaccine will help us play without disruption. Now, you look at North Carolina State, you had a mix of some vaccinated, some unvaccinated.
Yep.
But that highlights the value of the entire team being vaccinated and protecting themselves through the same sort of, you know, hey, be careful about gathering, distance, you know, acting foolishly, because we have managed through a COVID environment. We know how to do that, but we don't have control of the COVID reality right now. And we have to be smart about how we function. And no, I don't want to go through another, you know, living all day Friday wondering if I'm going to get a phone call that a game cannot be played.
I am not going to try to box you into a corner and, you know, get you officially on the record. It's just a conversation. What I immediately thought yesterday is if we're not going to have postponements, reschedules, et cetera, it's no contest, forfeit, whatever it is. Like, it's a game, and one team couldn't play, so we're not playing it. This is a league. I mean, literally every single Saturday there are marquee matchups, whether it's Iron Bowl or anything in Baton Rouge, Jacksonville, whatever. If it's one of those games, we start talking about screwing around with TV inventory and network partners and all that, and that's why we got rid of TV bans in the 80s for recruitment violations. That's a scenario to consider, though.
Oh, yeah, but we had, you know, last year we had to work in advance through a reduced schedule because we lost a significant number of games. When we moved away from non-conference games, you start with the number, there's four per school, that's 56. They're not all home games, you reduce that, but we lost, you know, easily 40-plus home games as part of our TV agreements. And credit to Mark Womack and our staff, Charlie Hussey, our legal team that's housed in Charlotte with CBS and with ESPN, to adjust to that reality. And, you know, the one of the false narratives last year was, oh, they have to play to get the money. People don't know what our agreements provide. And so we were pretty secure in our decision-making because the young people on our teams wanted to play. And I'll come back that part of that avoiding disruption is, why are you going to do all the work and not put yourself in the best possible position to play every week? I mean, it's counterintuitive, really. And that's where education and information and not listening to, like, the neighbor down the street who says, oh, it's got, you know, this in it or that. And go to the doctors and go to the scientists and embed it on our campus and ask them real questions. This is an adult decision. I get it. I've been vaxxed. I got fully vaccinated as soon as I could within the state of Alabama policy. You know, life goes on.
Chuck Oliver Show continues live from Birmingham, SEC Media Days 2021, talking with the commissioner, man, head honcho of the SEC. I have always said when, you know, I considered the BCS a two-team playoff, and the SEC was about the surest bet to get into the two-team playoff, certainly after Auburn took the bullet in 04.
Right.
Atlanta became a play-in game almost. When they've expanded to four, the SEC will always get one out of four, maybe two out of four. So is four better for the SEC or is 12 better for the SEC?
Depends on one's perspective. We were charged, so I was on a working group. Let's put our conference hat aside and think about big picture football. So one of the problems, I think, in college football is it is a national sport. That's our expectation. But the West Coast hasn't been in the playoff in three-plus years. That's not good overall for college football, but that shouldn't dictate our reality. On the other side, last year, you would have had, in a 12-team playoff, Alabama and Florida and Georgia and Texas A&M. That's not bad for the SEC. And they played games, and then how those games play out, I don't know. That, yep, it's more wear and tear, it's more games, and that's a stress point that may be disruptive to this idea moving forward. I believe it can be very good for the Southeastern Conference, and it can allow others to come in, which I think is good for the game of football. The more access you have in November, for example, you know, if you had a loss early, you know, your fan base walking away, well, we're not going to win the national championship, we're not going to be in the playoff. That's not good for college football. And the expansion allows more teams for a longer period of time to have the opportunity to reach national championship competition. And I think overall that's healthy. But we can say it four. I'm fine with saying it four. I'm the one who will stand up and say, you know what, if you're not happy with 12, we can just stay at four.
Oh, I wanted to go back to two, but I wasn't asked. wrapping up with the commissioner, and you talk about name, image, and likeness, and it was supposed to be Y2K, planes falling out of the sky, river of fire. I mean, it's supposed to be all this stuff. I think after about the first three or four days, it just turned into some amusing sort of, like, you know, the barbecue restaurant that signed the Hogs offensive line.
Right.
It turns out to be, so far, not that big a deal.
Well, there are issues. And I would start if you look at the world through the eyes of a 17-year-old high school senior who has opportunities to go to 15 different universities in 15 different states. That person has to understand 15 different name, image, and likeness laws if they're evaluating what their life will be like. That's not fair to a 17-year-old and their family to figure that out. We need a national standard. And the courts have said the NCAA cannot overregulate. The states have taken the lead and created their own legislation.
The NCAA even said, hey, we're out.
Well, but they were told.
Yeah.
I mean, they were told by the result of the Supreme Court case in Alston versus the NCAA. And so that's where congressional action has meaning. And that's just one layer. So a young person having the ability to say, if I want to attend university in Wyoming, in New Hampshire, in Georgia, in Texas, I just have to worry about one set of approach to names like this. That's one. Two, we have relied on the two sides lining up against each other having some basic expectations. And I still think that's enormously healthy for college football, but the NCAA can't regulate that. And I understand the difficulty because Congress has a lot on its plate. There's a lot. They're spending trillions, not millions, not billions, trillions. And they're debating political issues, you know, how are we going to go in election law in this country? I get all of that. And by comparison, college name, image, and likeness seems a small issue. Yet, college sports has an important role in our society. I talked about Olympics and the Olympic development. We are the Olympic development and support program in this country. Not federally funded camps and programs like other countries have. Not, hey, go figure it out in your local club. Our universities provide that. There's a lot of reasons that we should be attentive to protecting and supporting college sports and recognizing what we do really well. Part of what I've seen in this political debate is simply criticism. Inaccurate criticism at times. And we should be criticized because we're not perfect. And if we're going to craft a solution, let's look at what's being done right. But we do need a uniform name, image, and likeness standard. Now, if we don't have it, we'll see if Y2K, shows its ugly head because, things have happened now that you look at and say, I don't think that's really what people expected. That's not who we should be. The deal with the offensive lineman and the barbecue joint, it's exactly what we thought. Olivia Dunn, a gymnast at LSU, we thought that. Fresno State basketball twins, we saw that happening.
Not a gym owner saying every scholarship player who comes to this school gets $6,000?
That's a little bit different than perhaps what expected, but apparently it's within the Florida State law. And that's where we have to take a step back and say, well, what is it that we expect?
Well, Commissioner, I always appreciate your time. I know, man, you're going up hither and yon all down Radio Row talking with everybody. It's very generous, your time. Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. And it's good to, actually not be looking at a video screen. With
yeah, I don't have to. Am I muted? No, we're just talking and I hear it. Brother, I appreciate your time. Thanks as
take
always.
Care.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open! Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.